What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. What's up, guys? Today we're going to be talking about how to save for a vacation. Vacations are one of my favorite things in the whole world. I have a really weird, unique strategy when it comes to saving for a vacation as well. I actually don't choose my places based off of destination typically. I just kind of go wherever I find really good deals. And I know that seems a little bit counterintuitive because, frankly, if you have the view of you're not going to travel as much in your life, I think you tend to come from a place of scarcity where you feel like I have to go to these specific destinations because I may never get a chance to go there again. And I get that, but I've since changed my perspective on it. It's not that I don't want to go to some really cool places. I have very specific destinations in mind that I know I will get to at some point. But I just kind of go with the flow when it comes to locations. And that alone has saved me a ton of money. Okay, that's not my tip, but that's just my personal preference and the way I travel. I've gone to some incredible places that I have never even dreamed in my wildest dreams that I would go there and have made it work because I was flexible. So let's dive into the tips. Tip number one, you have to start a savings account specifically for travel. It cannot be combined with any other account. So the reason why I like to do this, I actually use Capital for my savings account for travel. And if you want to check it out, it's whitneyhanson.com/capital. That will give you a $5 deposit into your account. And it's Capital, Q-A-P-I-T-A-L. So whitneyhanson.com/capital. So that's how we can each get $5 to work towards our savings goals. But basically the way it works is I have a couple of different rules set up. I have the roundup rule where every purchase rounds up to the nearest dollar and saves a difference. And then I also have the 52-week savings challenge where week one saves a dollar, week two saves $2, and it does it all automatically for me. So that has been super helpful because whenever I have money in that account, I can actually, if I find a good deal on a flight, I can book it immediately and not feel guilty because I already have that money set aside for travel specifically. So definitely start a savings account. Tip number two, pick up a side hustle. I'm a big, big fan of side hustling to help you achieve your goals, especially when it comes to some of those more one-off things where it feels a little bit, I don't know, like it's not an essential thing. Travel's not something that it's like you have to travel or you're going to die. It's not like paying rent or eating food, but it's one of those things where it's fun and I think it makes life a lot more enjoyable. So for that reason, I like to side hustle for anything that I deem is not really necessary. And so I picked up Uber Eats and that helps me fund my savings goals and my travel. So it does work. So for sure, pick up a side hustle to help you achieve your travel goal. Tip number three, create a budget. This is so boring, I know, but we have to have a budget. We have to have an idea of how much things are going to cost. So I tend to like to put a little bit too much into my budget just as like a little buffer. But I've found that I can get really, really cheap food and I'm really okay with that. Like I don't necessarily need to eat fancy meals every single night. I am great with like some of the street cart foods or just some really like local almost dive places that are really highly reviewed on Yelp. I love that. I think those are the best kinds of places because they're amazingly tasty and they're really good on the budget. So create a budget. It can be a simple Excel spreadsheet where you just write down lodging, airfare, car if you have to rent a car, transportation, any Uber costs that you might need, food, how much do you need to spend per day? I typically recommend $30 to $50 per day depending on where you're going, but $30 to $50, all of that stuff can be included. Are you going to stay in a hotel or are you going to try an Airbnb to save a little bit of extra money? All of that stuff matters, so jot it down in a spreadsheet so you at least have an idea of how much you need to be saving. Tip number four, start to cut expenses. You have to define your priorities. So one of the things that I said to myself is I would rather travel and I'd rather have the chance to eat out and explore and see all these really cool places in unique locations versus eating out here in my hometown. So that's one of the sacrifices that I made was I said, I'm not going to eat out. I will only spend maybe $20 to $30 per month on eating out because I'd rather put my money towards travel. That's just my own priority, but you have to define your priorities. Another priority I set very early on was that I would not ever pay for cable. I think it's such a giant waste of money. I really do. If I want to catch a game or I want to watch something, I just go to a sports bar and I buy, I don't know, a basket of fries and a beer and just sit there and have a great time. But that's one of those things that's really not important to me. Travel is much more important. So you have to cut expenses and really define what's important to you for your own personal life. Tip number five, try to save money on airfare and lodging. Those are the two most expensive areas. So if you can save on airfare and lodging, usually you're going to be okay. The other piece too is just generally don't buy souvenirs. It's such a waste of money. It really is. And most of the time people just throw those away when you do get home. So not really worth it. So airfare, my favorite go-to website is google.com/flights. That's where I go to track and find all of my flights. And I also subscribe to Scott's Cheap Flights, which is $39 per year. They do have a free version that works equally as well. So that's my go-to places. And then for hotels, hotels.com and Airbnb tend to be my go-tos. So those are my tips to save for a vacation. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you're trying to save for a vacation, screenshot this episode and then let me know on Instagram. Where the heck are you trying to go? I love, love, love travel, and I'd love to see what your dream destinations are. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.